Welcome to Murderers and Monsters Short. Before we begin today, a brief warning: contents may be disturbing and language may be explicit and inappropriate for young listeners. So, listener discretion is advised. Hey guys, it's Marie.
Hey, it's Shelby.
I was going to jump right on in there and not even
I
introduce
know.
ourselves. I'm
Not everybody
sorry.
knows us.
Oh my God, girl, it has been a day. It has been a day. We almost didn't
I
do this one because
understand.
I messed up my microphone cord. Luckily, I had an extra microphone.
You know, it's been me with the technical difficulties,
I
but
know. It was my turn.
it was
Yeah,
time to switch.
it was my turn. It was. I called Shelby in a panic. I was like, I'm not going to be able to do this today. But I figured it out. I called her back like 5 minutes later. I'm sure you had already gotten like
I
back in the
did.
living room and was like,
I
nope, we're not doing
did.
it tonight.
Yep. Adriana came and sat by talking and then oh God.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So anyway, we have decided to do something a little different. We are going to do every other week, we are going to do what we call what we are gonna we're gonna figure out a name for it. We haven't figured out what we're gonna call it yet. But right now I'm just gonna call it a short. It's just
Yeah.
gonna be maybe 30 minutes of us just talking about things that interest us. Today we're gonna like talk about some stuff that has been popping up on our For You pages on like TikTok and things like that.
Yeah.
But in the future, it's just going to be random shit that we just want to discuss. So, give y'all a little bit more content. Just kind of give y'all a little bit more of us because we don't think y'all have enough.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so, do you want to start or you want me to start?
Yeah, I'll start
Okay.
just because I think this is hilarious.
Oh, tell me. Please give me something.
So, I logged into TikTok, what was it, Monday or whatever, I guess. And all that I saw on mine that day was Morgan Wallen throwing this chair out of the bar in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And I'm like, I mean, was he drunk? Was he get like, was he just agitated? You know, like, 'cause what are you doing?
Right.
Well, then, like, I start looking a little bit more into it, and he got arrested. I mean, obviously, because it was like I'm pretty high up, but the chair actually fell like within just a couple of feet from police officers that were standing out there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then it's funny to me because it was like I think it was Eric Church's bar or something like that in
Oh, wow.
Nashville.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just funny because you're a country music star, you get a lot of clout for your music. And you know, like I'm a fan, don't get me wrong. Like I do like of quite a few of his songs and everything, but I just don't get the big hype about him and his attractiveness. I mean, I see people like him almost every day at the gas station here, you
Yeah.
know. So
Yeah.
but then I found out like it was agitation because his like baby mama or whatever had just gotten married.
Oh.
And he was pissed. So that's the speculation, anyways. I have no idea if that's really the reason why he threw the chair, but I
Okay.
guess he was just, you know, really upset by that. And by the way, he also cheated on this baby mama.
Why are
So
you mad, bro?
she moved on and got married, and you're throwing the chair out of the roof. You know, who's really winning here? He
Right.
got like three felonies. And from what I understood, he's like in jail for 6 years or either. Maybe he's out on bail now or something. I don't know, but
Yeah.
I guess it's like kind of I don't know.
Do we know what the felonies were for?
No, I didn't
Oh.
see that, but
Okay.
I mean, probably for drunken, disorderly in public and
Public, as Ron White would call it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I just thought that was just
Wow.
funny because I mean, come on,
Like,
dude.
Morgan, let's take it down a notch, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Why
you
you
know,
mad though?
it's okay if you're mad. Just don't do that, okay?
But why you
You
mad
could have
if you cheated on her?
really hurt somebody. And
Yeah.
I mean,
That's, yeah.
I don't know exactly what the distance was or whatever, but you're talking about like upstairs, you know, from like a second or third story type thing. So, I mean, you're
Sure.
talking about a pretty decent distance. Depending on how hard or how far he threw it, I mean, he could have really hurt somebody, you know? So, I don't
I get
know.
that.
It's just crazy stuff. People do
Yeah.
crazy stuff, you know?
People be peopling.
Yeah. They do be peopling.
Yeah,
So,
unfortunately.
yeah.
All right. Well, the one that I wanted to bring up was Pole Brings Plenty.
That was
I
another
this
one
is
that's been on my page.
mine too. And I saw a lot of videos today of women braiding their hair and things like that in honor of actor Cole Brings Plenty. And I printed out one of the articles from the New York Times, and it says, "Missing 1923 actor Cole Brings Plenty is found dead." He actually played on a show that was a spinoff from Yellowstone called 1923.
Yeah, I've never
That's it.
watched it, so.
I didn't either. I watched 1883. A little. I only. Th I think they only had like 4 or 5 episodes, and we watched those. But we've never watched the 1923. We watched every single episode of Yellowstone.
Yeah.
But so anyway, it says Mr. Brings Plenty, 27, was found dead in Kansas days after his family reported him missing. Officials did not provide a cause of death. Cole Brings Plenty, an actor in the television series 1923, was found dead on Friday in Kansas after his family reported him missing earlier this week, officials said. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office said in a statement that its deputies had found Mr. Brings Plenty, 27, in a wooded area in Johnson County, which borders Missouri. The deputies had been responding to a report of an unoccupied vehicle and found him dead in an area away from it, the statement said. The office did not provide a cause of death. Mr. Brings Plenty, who identified himself as, "I'm not even going to be able to begin to know what the first part of this Lakota name is." It's MNICOUJOU. I didn't look it up. I'm sorry, and I'm not fixing to butcher it because I have much respect for these people, so I won't be
Yeah.
doing that. But he is of the Lakota Nation. and he played Pete Plenty Clouds, a Native American sheep herder in the television show 1923, a prequel to Yellowstone. The show depicts abuse toward Native American children in boarding schools established or supported by the government. In May of 2023, Mr. Brings Plenty and his uncle Mo Brings Plenty visited the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs in Washington to talk about the boarding schools and other issues affecting Native Americans. Mr. Brings Plenty, his acting credits also include the Western television shows Into the Wild Frontier and The Tall Tales of Jim Bridger. He was a student at Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence, Kansas. Mr. Brings Plenty's father, Joe Brings Plenty Sr., confirmed his son's death in a statement shared by a family spokeswoman, Michelle Shining Elk. "We would also like to thank everyone who came to walk beside us as we searched for my son and provided the resources we needed to expand our search areas," Mr. Brings Plenty Sr. said in a statement. Mo Brings Plenty, his uncle, shared a missing persons poster on social media that said his nephew went missing on March the 31st and had missed an appointment with his agent, which was, quote, uncharacteristic, end quote. The poster said that he had last been seen in Lawrence, Kansas. The Lawrence Police Department said in a statement that it had submitted an affidavit for the arrest of Mr. Bring Blings, nope, I'm sorry, Mr. Brings Plenty after the police identified him as a suspect in a case of domestic violence that had happened on the morning of March the 31st. The police said that officers had responded to a woman screaming for help in an apartment in Lawrence and that the suspect had fled before officers arrived. Quote, "The incident involves allegation of domestic violence, which limits the amount of information we can share to protect the victim," end quote. The police said that Mr. Brings Plenty's family had contacted them, expressed a concern, and reported him as a missing person. He was found about 28 miles southeast of Lawrence, Kansas.
Now,
So,
that's been on my TikTok the last couple of days or so, and there's a lot of speculation on him
yeah.
saying that his hair was cut because he had like really long hair that was in braids and stuff, and
Yeah.
saying that his hair was cut, and they think that maybe the girlfriend did it, and
Yeah.
there's just so much there. It's hard to make any comments on a case when it's fresh because
Sure.
we don't know all the details, and of course we never will have all the details, but social media likes to to give certain things a lot of attention, and they like to dig a further than I
Yeah.
think what the other media will tell us. So I don't know.
And the way that I understand it, when you brought up his hair being cut, I don't know if that's true or not, but I did see one video of another Lakota woman who said that their braids is a sign of their wisdom. That's why they're never supposed to cut their hair. So I'm not, I have no information, I have no knowledge as far as the Lakota customs and things like that. So I will not be speaking on any of that because I am ignorant as far as that's concerned. But I could imagine that it would be extremely upsetting, if that were to have been something that happened in that situation. You know what I mean?
Right, like if they were, you know, especially going back to the domestic abuse call or whatever, and I mean, what if they had been fighting or whatever, something had happened and, you know, his hair got cut or I don't know. You know, there that's just where a lot of the speculation is around. You know, I obviously I have no idea. I've never even watched Yellowstone. I've heard it was good, but I've
It was
never
amazing. It
like
was amazing. I watched every single episode. Beth is my spirit animal.
I've heard.
Yes,
I have
I
seen
love
a few
her.
episodes, like few, not episodes, but I have seen a few like little snippets of her and what's her husband's name?
Rip.
Yeah. Like there was an episode or a little snippet I saw of her and like a woman come up to him in the bar and you know, he's like, "Oh, that's my
That's one
woman
of
right
the,
there," whatever. And
that's
you know,
one of the
she come
best
up and
scenes
just
ever.
beat the crap out of her.
Yes. Yes,
Like,
ma'am.
yeah, I like that energy, but so I know I didn't have any interest in watching something that's a spinoff of it only because like I've never watched Yellowstone. I'm not super big into like the ranch style things, you know, but that's just a personal preference. But I have never even heard of him, you know, but it's still
Well,
nonetheless really sad.
And I hadn't heard of him until I started seeing these TikToks and things like that. I did watch every single episode of Yellowstone, but he was not in that. He was in
Right.
a spinoff,
Spinoff.
1923, which we did watch. There was another a spinoff from Yellowstone called 1883, which Sam Elliott was actually a actor.
I love Sam Elliott.
I do too. I don't care how old he gets. He's one of the most handsome men I've ever seen in my life. But he was in that one. We watched it until there weren't any more episodes, which it wasn't. I don't think there was maybe one season, maybe a half a season of that. But I'm not familiar with 1923.
I'm not either.
But with all that being said, our hearts and our prayers go out to the Lakota people for their loss. And regardless of what the case was, what happened to him, whatever, not what happened to him, but whatever caused the incident that happened to him, whatever it was, it doesn't matter. His loss will be forever felt, and our hearts go out to those people. So,
Right. Yeah.
you got anything else?
You want to talk about P. Diddy?
I don't have a whole lot of information on that. I didn't print anything out on that, but
I've got an
so.
article right here,
All
you
right.
know, which I want to just point out before I get like super deep into this,
Okay.
like, you know, when we were kind of discussing what to talk about and everything, I do find it really weird how that was like all over Facebook. That was all over TikTok. It just anything that you clicked on, you saw a lot about P. Diddy like 2 weeks ago. But now I'm not
Nothing.
seeing anything, which is really strange. So the article reads Sean Diddy Combs, which P. Diddy was a rapper. He helped launch the careers of some of like the biggest stars. But he's now facing multiple civil lawsuits accusing him of sex trafficking, sexual abuse, and rape. Okay. So, let's see. Federal agents with U.S. Homeland Security raided two of the rapper's houses in Los Angeles and Miami on March 25th as he faces a string of varying accusations. Combs, who is 54, has strongly denied all of the allegations against him. His attorneys have branded the lawsuits and their accusations as money grabs, baseless, or sickening. The entertainer has not been formally charged or accused by federal prosecutors of any crime.
Shocker.
So the new lawsuits come months after Combs' former partner, Cassandra Cassie Ventura, filed a lawsuit against him in November. She accused him of raping her in 2018, beating her, demanding she carry a firearm to, quote, make her uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous he is, end quote, and forcing her into unwanted sexual encounters with male sex workers. So I guess this is what, I guess her report is really what kind of got everything like going.
Well, I heard there was another guy. Was it wasn't his manager, but he was in a look, I'm paraphrasing here. He was a real close person in P. Diddy's universe that actually spoke up about it as well. About some of the things
I think a few
that he
people
was
have
doing.
come out since all of this now, but it's kind of like other rapper was it like a couple of years back, and then like one person made a report, and then it just seemed like all these other people kind of came out and was like, this happened to me, that happened to me, you know. It's just kind of like the thing from that 70s show. Oh my gosh, what's his name?
He played Hyde. Shit, what was his name?
You know, but it happened like years ago when
Danny
he was,
Masterson.
yes, you know, it happened, whatever happened, happened years and years and years ago. But
Yeah.
now all of a sudden you want to come out and say something, you know? So, like, and I'm
That's
not trying to
it.
pick
No,
sides or, you know,
no.
say he didn't do anything, as,
Right.
you know, I do know because I've been in this position before, sadly, but I do know that it is hard to talk about certain things that happen to you. However, it's never happened from a famous person for me. So it's only led to believe that you're doing this for another reason after so many years. I mean, you're talking like 20 years here, bro.
Sure.
Like, now that's just a little
It's
odd,
a
in my
lot.
opinion.
It's a lot, and I agree with you, and I'm glad that you brought that up because my mind was going in the same direction. There are so many famous people nowadays that years after this has happened, and I'm not saying it didn't
I'm
happen.
not
I'm like you.
either.
I'm not taking sides on the whole
Right.
situation, but it's funny to me that 5 years, 10 years, 20 years later, now suddenly you have the balls or the backbone or whatever you want to call it to step up and say, "Well, this person did this to me. This person did this to me." What, you know? I mean, it happened all the way back to, and y'all gonna come for me. I know you are. Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
You know,
that was a
situations like
big
that.
one.
But why are you waiting so long? I mean, I
Yeah.
understand if you were if you were a child then, okay. But
And couldn't really do or say anything to
or
defend
didn't really
yourself
understand it.
or didn't understand it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really, you know, strange. And you can't help but kind of have that in the back of your mind at least, you know.
Are you going
And
for the money? Are you trying to make a name for yourself? I mean, what are we really doing here?
Right, like, are you waiting before they get like super famous and playing them all these like big roles, and then you come out and say something? Because I mean, the only thing I ever saw him in was that 70s show, and then I saw him in The Ranch, and then I saw him in something else, you know, and that was in recent years. And then right after that, it seemed like now he's,
All of a sudden, yeah.
you
And
know, like
even
it's just
Ashton, yeah, even Ashton Kutcher and Mila, I can't couldn't
Kunis.
that. They both wrote letters and spoke up for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which
But
now, her, on the other hand, she lied, I think, about her age back then and said that she was like 17 or 18, but she was like 14 on that 70s show. So, you know,
I mean,
can't
there's a lot of shit
really.
that goes on in Hollywood, you know? I mean, we ain't
Holly
never gonna know.
weird.
Holly Weird. There you go. Back to the
Yeah.
Bohemian Grove thing that we talked about.
I
Absolutely.
know.
You just never fucking know. You
You really
don't.
don't. You really don't. You know, so I, as far as like this whole situation with P. Diddy goes, or any of these celebrities that get called up for this, I just, you really just don't know what to believe because the media will paint it however they want you to see it.
Sure. And we'll
And
never know the true
we
events that
won't.
happened. No.
We won't. We won't. No. I just find it funny. I don't trust Fox News. That's just an opinion of mine
How
because
dare you?
I'm sorry.
How
I
dare
don't.
you?
I don't. I don't. And
That's your
I just,
opinion, and
it
we're all
is my, it
entitled.
is,
We're all entitled
yes,
to them.
it is my opinion. But it, the day that I remember seeing it on TikTok, it was like a live that was posted on TikTok, and it was Fox News, and it had like the double screen, the split screen or whatever. And you saw that the FBI was raiding his house in Los Angeles, and you could see it, them raiding it in Miami. And I think in, I can't remember if it was whatever house it was. I believe it was Miami though. And they were like pulling out like a lot of guns. You didn't really like see the guns. You just were under the impression that it was a lot of illegal firearms in his house, is how they painted it. But I haven't seen anything spoken about that. So I don't know. There's just a lot of information I think that hasn't come out about it yet, because again, I haven't seen anything about it since then. So
And who knows if we will or not. You know what I
I feel
mean?
like that was probably, and this is again another opinion of mine, that might have been another, you know, here's some, just kind of keep this hush hush and you know, I don't know.
And I mean, you know, all we know is what we see on the news, what they want us to see. So,
Exactly.
I mean,
Exactly.
we'll see how it goes from here on out. And we'll go from there. I mean, whenever we find out more information on it, we'll talk on it some more.
Oh, for sure.
So,
'Cause that's going to be a big thing if
but
it does come out a little bit more about everything.
yeah, oh yeah,
So.
100, yeah, 100%. All right, well, this is our first short. We're gonna come up with a name for it. We don't know what it's gonna be yet, but
Yeah.
we got some really exciting news that we're gonna be coming up with in the next couple of weeks, something that Shelby and I are doing together. And we'll be able to tell you all about that. We're not telling you about it right now. But we will be able to tell you all about that soon. So stay tuned for that. But we're gonna wrap it up for tonight. We want to thank y'all so much for being with us. Please go like, subscribe, rate, and review, and join us on our Facebook group page, Murderers and Monsters. We also have an email so you can send us ideas for cases or for, you know, just your ideas about some of the things we've talked about. Go on our Facebook group page and tell us your views on how you feel about P. Diddy or Cole Brings Plenty or anything like that. Y'all, let us know how y'all are feeling about the whole situation because we'd love to talk to y'all about it. But if you want to send us an email, you can send it to murderersandmonsters1311@gmail.com, or you can contact Shelby or myself on our Facebook group page. But we want to say thank y'all so much for sticking with us, and we're gonna have y'all a little bit more content coming out in the future.
Yeah.
And we hope y'all enjoy it, and we will be back with y'all next week. We love y'all. Just always remember, monsters do exist.
Don't be a victim.
Bye, guys.